to me that actually will be useful is the documentation that we've put in recently.
Everyone thinks that Ford Hall Farm and Charlotte and Ben and the Ford Hall Community Land Initiative are all the same thing, but actually they're not. There's two separate, very separate businesses that operate from the farm. There's the Ford Hall Community Land Initiative, which is the landlord. It's owned by all of its shareholders, over 8,000 across the country, through the £50 non-profit making shares. It's an industrial and provident society, has charitable status, and that society is legally there for community benefit. And it leases the land to tenant farmers, which are Charlotte and Ben Hollins, and they have a normal farm business tenancy, and they're in charge of running the livestock management on the farm shop, the butchery, and essentially Ben runs that as his own separate commercial business, pays Ben a wage, pays his butcher, and any casual labour he has at the farmers' markets. So we quite often use the tagline, one farmer, 8,000 landlords. Ben Hollins is essentially the farmer, and our 8,000 landlords are all of those shareholders to the Ford Hall Community Land Initiative. They own it, they vote at the AGM, they elect board members every year, and they employ myself as the manager, Hannah as the community development officer, and Rebecca as a part-time admin assistant. And they are there not only as a landlord, but also to use Ford Hall Farm as a community resource through events, volunteering, educational visits, to increase awareness of food and farming.
Yeah. All right. Oh, where are you from? Sussex?
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We've come up specially for you.
Oh, fantastic.
For a couple of days.
You come along the walk, are you?
No, because
I... In investing in Ford Hall, our shareholders are not just investing in this one farm in the middle of England, but they're investing in British agriculture. They are showing the country that people do care about farming, they do care about food, they do care about the environment, and they care about families being able to farm the land. They care about small family farms. They don't want it to all be lost to development. They don't want all these small family farms to be amalgamated into bigger farms and then to be lost forever. They want to keep that culture alive. And within that, they want to be able to access it and be part of it themselves.
Well, I'll be in touch hopefully the end of the day, but if not, it will be tomorrow. Okay, thank you.